Maintaining a minimalist lifestyle. Now that you've decided to live a minimalist lifestyle and declutter your home and workspace, you may be wondering how to maintain your new lifestyle over time. That's exactly what this chapter helps you accomplish. Remember that minimalism can bring many benefits, but only if you commit to it. Higher quality items. You'll want to sink more money into higher quality items that can sometimes be expensive. However, these higher quality items hold up to the test of time. Minimalists still buy things, and if you're going to minimize how many possessions you own, it makes sense to buy higher priced items. You can usually afford these items if you're buying less, too. When you first start living a minimalist lifestyle, it may seem difficult to afford those higher-priced items. But each one you get is an investment. Each item that will last, and is of a good quality, will help you to live a minimalist lifestyle and replace less. So you can buy these items without worry. You're investing in your health and your future happiness. Give items away. You're going to want to continue to give items away. You're not going to be perfect, so from time to time you'll still need to give things away. Besides, no one gets it perfectly in the first go. It's important to have a mind frame of being able to give items away, or even throw them away, if you want to commit to a minimalist lifestyle. Don't add items. It's perfectly okay to replace items, but you don't want to add items. This is especially important when it comes to holiday seasons. Just because something was given to you doesn't mean that it doesn't cost you anything. There is an emotional cost, and you'll want to use whatever was given to you to replace an item you don't need anymore. Schedule quarterly cleaning. Most people think that once they get down to about 100 items, they don't need to keep cleaning. This isn't the case. You'll want to clean at least 4 times a year, so that makes it about every 3 months. Somehow, you'll find that your item count still seems to fluctuate. Just keep in mind that cleaning out every once in a while won't be enough on its own, but it still needs to be done. Setting a day aside for it is usually best, and luckily with phones, you can schedule in advance. Though, if you keep up minimalist habits, you're likely to not have too much to do. So it shouldn't take you more than a day to go through everything again.